Page 117, Exercises 9 and 10. Listen to two teenagers discussing a documentary about Japanese teenagers and fashion. How are Gothic Lolitas different from Camden Town Gothics? Then listen again and choose the correct answer.
I watched a really interesting documentary on TV last night.
A documentary? About what?
It was about Harajuku Station in Tokyo. It's a centre of teenage culture. There are lots of popular shops and fashion boutiques in the area of Harajuku Station, but the main attraction is the teenagers. Japanese teenagers like going there on Sundays. They enjoy hanging out with their friends and seem to wear very unusual clothes. A fashion expert said that thousands of visitors went to Harajuku Station every Sunday to see the teenagers wearing their amazing fashions.
What kind of clothes do they wear? What's so unusual about them?
Some dress like Japanese cartoon characters and some like punk musicians.
I'd like to know if they can go to school in those strange fashions.
I don't know. Some of the girls were wearing dresses or short skirts with tights because they wanted to look like dolls. The fashion expert said that people called this the Lolita look. It's very popular with Japanese teenagers today. I was surprised to hear that this is how girls looked 100 years ago.
How do they look?
Well, some of the Lolitas have got long curly hair and they carry umbrellas. Other Lolitas wear black and white clothes and people call them Gothic Lolitas. One Gothic Lolita in the documentary explained that her style was similar to the famous Camden Town teen fashion, but that Gothic Lolitas didn't wear much makeup. She said that in Camden Town you could see Gothic teenagers with a lot of makeup.
Interesting, but I'm glad our fashion style is simple, jeans and t-shirts.